Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to San Diego. Well, sort of. Hey, everybody. It's Kate Delaney. I am broadcasting from beautiful La Jolla in San Diego, one of the many cool suburban areas where you have a view of the fog in the morning and you get palm trees and, of course, that beautiful coastline that you have hopefully experienced yourself or seen at some point somewhere on some show or in some magazine. But I would put it on my bucket list. And maybe I'm a little biased because I spent a little bit of time in California, and one of my favorite places to go was always San Diego. I like the people. I like the tacos, and I like the laid-back atmosphere, I think, of San Diego, and everything was so close. All right, speaking of close, the president makes no secret of being very close and very supportive of Roger Stone, and Roger Stone was sentenced on Thursday, not the kind of sentence it looked like he was going to get, where it was going to be 7 to 9 years in prison. In fact, a judge sentenced Roger Stone to 40 months in prison. He was dressed in his big black overcoat and his hat and looked so dramatic and had a series of people trailing him. You know, Roger Stone, that he's has a flair for the dramatic. But anyway, he was sentenced to 40 months in federal prison after a move by the Attorney General William Barr to back off his Justice Department's original sentencing recommendation. Ultimately, U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson said the crimes demanded a significant amount of time behind bars, but said 7 to 9 was ridiculous. She didn't use the word ridiculous, but she said excessive. So I will give you the exact word, excessive. Stone's lawyers were hoping for probation. They talked about his age, that he's 67, and of course health and lack of criminal history, but that didn't wash with this Amy Berman Jackson, the judge, so she went with instead 40 months. The president still could pardon Roger Stone, and he's hinted that that's likely that that will happen. And even Trump was on Twitter and denouncing it as a miscarriage of justice. The remember the initial recommendations by the Justice Department prosecutors that he get at least 7 years in prison, and I think now he still has that power of the pardon, so it wouldn't be shocking to see him ultimately wield that in the Roger Stone case. Now, does he do that for Paul Manafort, his former campaign advisor? I don't know. Or Michael Flynn, you know, that's a big question mark. I think Stone, of all three of them, probably has the best shot there. We always talk about polls and numbers, so I would be remiss, even though we're here in San Diego, because I'm keeping track of the polls, of course, every day. The Gallup polls show that President Trump, who's on a little bit of a victory lap still, because he's, of course, running to keep his job, his approval rating is at 49%. It ties his highest approval job rating yet for him. He scored the same mark in a Gallup poll that was released back on February 4th. So Gallup speculated that his approval rating could be high because of the Senate acquitting him in the impeachment trial, and America's generally positive perceptions of the state of the nation are also listed as a contributing factor. So how about that? 45% say they are satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S., the highest mark in the poll since February 2005, and that's the economy, the economy, the economy. 63% say current economic conditions are either excellent or good. 9% rate them as poor. So 9% compared to that other number, the economy's good. Guess what that predicts? It predicts that the person in the White House, like them, love them, whatever, they usually get reelected. If people are feeling good about what's in their wallet, that translates a lot of times, and we've seen this with so many previous presidents. The past three presidents have been reelected. Sad news about the coronavirus. Japan says two former cruise ship passengers died from the virus. Remember, when one of the worst stories that came out about the coronavirus was this ship where the Diamond Princess, where they had to be quarantined for 14 days because somebody had the coronavirus, got off. Well, you had a man and a woman in their 80s, both Japanese, believed to have been infected before the health checks they started doing, and this quarantine began on the ship. They were hospitalized on February 11th and 12th, and each tested positive a day later. So they weren't tested earlier when they developed the initial symptoms, and they consulted with the ship's clinic. So sadly, you know, they were hospitalized, but it was just too late. They couldn't save them. Because remember, there was the government, Japan, set a 14-day quarantine. We talked about it, and there were many Americans that were on that ship, and now many more people are getting off of that ship. They just have to be cleared and then sent on their way. Very scary, frankly, excuse me, to see all that. Again, there's that darn virus, and not the coronavirus. Very scary to see that, and the numbers just keep climbing when it comes to the coronavirus, and we knew they were going to be much, much higher. In fact, it passed 150, and the global death toll from coronavirus now is 2,144. That's from where it originally, the province in China where it originally started, and so those numbers continue to climb, and they're trying to develop, obviously, an antidote, if you will, to this, and they just keep confirming them in other places. And there's a travel warning. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, excuse me, they've issued a new travel advisory for Japan due to that outbreak, and they advise travelers to practice what you usually would do with, in accordance with what they call a watch level one. And out of the three possible levels, and of course, for Hong Kong, they carry a level one advisory too, and then, because we see that there's just so much that's so unknown about the coronavirus as they try to navigate it. And like I said, it's very, very sad to see that, and very tough to to witness that. Because the doctor who ultimately discovered it was just screaming at the top of his lungs for people to pay attention, and that did not happen, unfortunately, and led to some, I think, sadder things where perhaps maybe they could have caught this sooner, but a whole host of other things fall into this, like, where did it initiate, and all that kind of stuff, and whatnot. So we have people that are upping the game on sanitizers, on masks, amid this whole coronavirus thing, because they're, of course, worried about where it's, where it's all going to end up, and what does it end up on our doorstep here in the United States. And we do have people that have the coronavirus, which is, of course, incredibly scary to see that. And boy, oh boy. Again, very, very sad story with that. When we look at what's affecting you in your backyard, look out for what ultimately, excuse me, is the weather. Because I know in the South and parts of the South, they're talking about serious snow, especially Raleigh, that area, and 12 million in the Southeast, in fact, bracing for maybe up to 6 inches. I hope you don't see 6 inches, because we know what I-95 can be like for some of you who would be in that area, but especially North Carolina, so bad that the Durham Public Schools, getting ahead of this, closed schools for 32,000 students. They had to do that on Thursday, and the governor, Roy Cooper, declared a state of emergency. All right, hang with us. Rest of the show coming your way on the flip side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Maya Lin is an American designer, architect, and artist who soared to national prominence at 21 years old for designing the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Maya Lin's design for Vietnam Veterans Memorial was chosen in a national competition and today is considered one of the most influential memorials post-World War II. Although she is best known for historical memorials, she's also credited with raising awareness for the environment for works that deal with the decline in the environment that are in urban spaces around the U.S. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, what a cool story it is. I can remember my mother talking to me about it. Seriously, she was so psyched that there was going to be this Vietnam Veterans Memorial and couldn't wait till it was up. And she was telling me all about the 21-year-old Yale student who designed it. And if you've never been there, put it on your list. I mean, Washington should be on your list anyway because you can see the Korean monument. You see the Lincoln Memorial, all of them. It's incredible. That's the thing that I think is really sticks with you when you go to D.C. And the wall always gets me. It does, because you see people there and they're crying or they're, you know, putting flowers down. I think it's so touching, and the way it's designed, it was brilliant compared to the differences of the other
I think Memorial is so interesting. And I guess the reason, one of the reasons my mother, who was all about history anyway, and that was her thing, but she was also talking about the fact that she was born in Athens, Ohio, and that city has come up a lot lately. In my life, that's where I went to school. I went to Ohio University. But if you remember, the quarterback for LSU's quarterback, put Athens on the map, Joe Burrow, when he talked about when he won the Heisman, how sad he was for the people who didn't have any food to eat from this food pantry in Athens, Ohio. Now they're getting crazy amounts of food and donations. They've never seen anything like it. And she was actually born in Athens, Ohio, so that's her tie to that same city. But how cool is that? She won this architecture competition, and some people liked her design, some people hated her design, but I think when you go and see it, it does stand up, because it's different than the other memorials around it. All of them are unique and different, but I think that now it's really settled in, and of course it's been decades, but it's still really, really holds up, absolutely. All right, I'd like to call this segment Odds and Ends. So a couple of quick hits for you. Joe Biden, what's happening with Joe Biden? He's in South Carolina pushing very, very hard because he is not the front runner now. He showed up poorly in New Hampshire, not good in Iowa. What is going on with the former VP? Super Tuesday is huge for him, so we'll see what that is going to be like. But Biden, with three others dropping out of the race, you got eight now still left for the Democrats, and this is February, and then we bounce into March, and before you know it, we'll be looking at the summer and the conventions, Republican convention and the Democratic convention, and poof, it's election day. By the way, because of the bungled app and the embarrassment in Iowa, the head of the Iowa Democratic Party, are you stunned? Listen, there's no way he stays in this gig. He resigned after the caucus results. He had to. He said he wanted to stay in the role, wanted to see it through, but he thinks that they need to look. They need to look forward, and that his presence makes it more difficult. So he, Troy Price is his name, he sent a letter to the Iowa Democratic Party State Central Committee, is what it is, and that's it, boom, out. He's worked in politics for the Democrats in Iowa now for a couple of years, and because it was just a mess, and it was the punchline of anybody who had a microphone. I mean, seriously, it was a punchline. I was somewhere the other day, and it was a punchline. I was like, oh, of course it was, because it constantly gets brought up constantly. So he's gone. They're looking. You want a job? and you're left of left, or at least you're Democrat. Poof. There you go. Right? There you go. All right. How do you feel about this? If I tell you that I read a headline today that said, scientists detect an unexplainable radio signal from outer space that repeats every 16 days. Do you go, yikes? I don't know. They say it's not put out a statement. The burst originated from a galaxy 500 million light years away. Just these fast radio bursts, and it repeats itself and repeats itself. I don't know. Sounds like a very strange thing to me. And I was actually looking at it of how it would look. I saw a rendition of how it would look. I don't know. How do you explain it? Is it stellar winds? Is it a celestial body? What is possibly causing that? But I love that the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says, oh, it's not likely to be aliens. It's just energetic events that are on the extreme scale of the cosmos. It's beyond my pay grade. I think it's pretty wild, but it's unexplained. So that's the best way to put it. If you see a flash, it's unexplained. That's all I know. I can't give you much more than that, because they're not giving us much more than that. They can't figure it out. I don't know if you caught this or not. I think I made a reference to it the other day, but I'll make it again. if you missed it. No offense to people who love poodles. I don't dislike poodles. I hate the way the owners carve them up. They make their hair all foofy, like they just got a Brazilian blowout. Siba, the standard poodle, was named best in show at the 144th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. So the standard poodle now is an elite company with one of only four breeds with five or more wins in the annual competition. And Siba is the 12th dog from the non-sporting group to win best in show and the first since 2018. How about that? And I loved her owner's comments. Connie Unger, the owner of Siba, said she loves the showing. She's in her element when she's being shown. She's really an all-around great dog. I don't know, what do you just, well, they train. It's time to show. That's what we're going to do. I was rooting for Daniel the Golden Retriever, but the associate producer of this show is a dog, Mahalo, who's a Golden Retriever. So I lay out the stories and I say, what should I talk about? Here's what I looked into. What do you think? What do you think people want to talk about? And he puts his paw down and just puts his tongue out. And I know that's the one he wants to hear. But I don't know. I think the Westminster Dog Show is kind of interesting. That it's big. It draws a lot of people. People love their dogs, and even if they don't really get the show, they go to see it because it's fascinating to them. They get big, big, big crowds for that. Everybody's talking about 5G. Are you talking about 5G? Do you even know what I'm talking about, 5G? Well, Samsung decided we're going to go big. We're all in on 5G. They've got cameras with the Galaxy S20, and they have this folding flip phone, this Z flip phone. And guess what? If you want to get one, it's supposedly this is this incredible phone, but it's just under $1,000. And you can get the, you know, it's got this 6.2-inch quad HD plus display of how it will look. Or then you can go higher than that for almost $2,000, 6.7-inch. Then they even have 6.9. You get the idea. The bigger, you're going to pay more money. And the fact that it comes with 12 gigabytes of RAM, wow. And the fact that the RAM lets you return to previously used apps faster, because it's all about the need for speed. How quickly can we get there? And that may be their edge. I don't know, because there's something about the prestige still of Apple. Because now they're up to the iPhone 12, and if Apple goes 5G and adds that, it's always about the battery, battery, battery. If they added a sweet battery time, how many people would be inclined to go and grab an Apple? Remember when phones weren't an issue and we weren't discussing them all the time? And we didn't crash into people because we were looking down at our phones? And people actually had conversations in restaurants? Oh, I remember those days. Do you remember those days? I'm just saying. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side as we head to Author's Corner coming up.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's longtime political confidant, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for witness tampering, lying to, and obstructing Congress. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson dismissed the arguments by Stone's lawyers that he shouldn't go to prison. They said his poor health and lack of criminal history should warrant no prison time. President Trump railed against the convictions during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
It happened to Roger Stone, and it happened to General Flynn, and it happened to, I won't name names, it happened to a lot of people and destroyed a lot of people's lives.
One day after the Las Vegas debate, finds Democratic presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg in Utah.
Donald Trump is the world's biggest schoolyard bully, with no respect for civility, for decency, or facts or honesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I make no secret of this, that I love poetry. My father, who died when I was 8, was a poet, and luckily I was the subject of many of his poems, and that was sort of his legacy that he left behind for me, and I had a chance to, as a small child, understand that because he would read some of them to me. Somebody else who realizes the connection to loss and grief and what is then there and left behind for so many others is Thomas Fulmer. He joins us now. He's written a book called From the Fabric of My Mind. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Sure, no problem. Glad to be here.
So let's go back to the beginning of this. What you've written poetry off and on for a long time. Is it kind of like a love affair with poetry? Like you get excited and you write it and then you kind of walk away from it? How did that interest start?
Well, I started writing poetry in about 1981. I thought I was going to be a writer at that time. And my path took me a different route than being a writer. But around 1990, I started writing poetry again. And more recently, I've been writing for maybe 10, 15 years. About 2000, now it might be longer than that, 2000. On poetry off and on, but I've been more into writing poetry because I'm in a poetry group on Facebook called FM Poetry. So a lot of times I write the poems and I post them on that Facebook page that they have there, their Facebook site. But this is my first published poetry book, and I'm sure I have plenty of poems that maybe in the future I might decide to publish another one. I'm always writing them. I have a good friend who has helped me to improve, you know, how I write, now, because her writing is so well done and inspiring, and a lot of her short poems are on plaques and things all over the world.
Yeah, tell us who your friend is, because she's rather famous.
Yeah, Mania Khan. She's from Bangladesh.
Yeah, Mania Khan. And you're right, many of her short poems or little pieces of it are found all over the world. So that's pretty exciting that she's looked at your stuff. Now, the poetry book that you've written, and I already said this, again, the name of it, you can get it on Amazon, of course, and many other places, but From the Fabric of My Mind, is really something that you wrote because of your wife and her, all the complications she went through with a debilitating disease and then ultimately, sadly, passing away last September. Did that help you in writing those poems?
Well, when I began writing those poems, I did not have an idea that I would be publishing a book this soon. I was just writing my feelings about what she was going through, about what I was going through with her. She had a terminal illness, passed away in September 2019. So a lot of the poems I was writing at the time were just kind of describing what I was going through and what she was going through, and the loss after she passed away as well. Some of the poems are oriented that way, but really kind of, I don't know if it's kind of celebrating her life and my love for her, and you know, losing her at such a young age. She was only 63 when she passed away.
Mm.
And she went through a very long, it was very difficult. It changed me in a way. Being by her bedside the most of the last month and a half of her life, when you watch someone go through something like that, it changes you inside. And a lot of the poems are a reflection of what I was going through along with her.
Yeah, I can imagine. In fact, you and I talked about a couple of them, and I wanted people to hear them, give them a sneak peek, so to speak, of what they can expect. And one of them you talked to me about was Empty Chair. Recite Empty Chair, if you would, Thomas, for us.
All right. I'll read it from my file. It's called Empty Chair. You were there, now it's bare, your empty chair. Joyous laughter filled the room, loud and boisterous like thunder, echoing off mountainsides in a deep valley, no longer there but an empty chair. Your sweet smiles were radiant and joyful, emanated from your soul, pristine and unsullied. I would drink in your smile like waters from an artesian well, pure and sweet, brought comfort, virtuous and affectionate, like young love cuddling in the corner of innocent minds when you were here, when we were young. Now there's only your empty chair. You brought solace to my soul, tormented by storms of life. Cleansing power of your love made me feel fresh and alive when I drew near you. Could feel you, could see you. Now all that's left is your empty chair. Tears streak down my cheeks, gather in a puddle at my feet. Like torrential rains on the desert floor, my heart desolate, I wander alone in a barren wilderness. Bleak and disconsolate, I hear the lonely coyote howl. Hairs rise upon my neck like a mourner listening to a dirge. Emanates from my throat. Lost in paroxysm of pain, because there stands only your empty chair.
Wow.
And, end of the poem.
Wow, so well done. Thank you for reading that for us. And it just conjures up all kinds of images. And the key is, too, you are celebrating, and you can, you know, you see, hear the loneliness in that poem, but you are celebrating her life as well in this poetry book. And certainly you're a widower, but you're also a father and a grandfather. And this is tough for everyone to fill the void and fill the space. Do you feel like this is a book also like a legacy for them, because they can really, you know, feel and understand your wife?
Well, I hope it is. I hope they can see. I told them that a lot of the poems in the book were about her and celebrating her life and my love for her. And they each had a copy. I made sure they each got a copy of it. But, I hope they get a sense of who their grandmother was and who their mother was and what she meant to me. She left a huge hole in all of our lives. She was so influential to us. She was so... such an inspiration. She faced each day up into her death with such courage and with such strength that she wasn't worried about herself. She was worried about others. And she cared about others and she loved others. And there were so many people whose lives she touched, not just within the family, but friends and coworkers and people at her work. She was so influential in my life as well. And going through this process of being by her bedside to the end and seeing her pass away at the very end was, like I said earlier, it changed me. It made me more sensitive to appreciation for life and what we have to live for.
Wow, so well said. What do you hope people take that away from reading this book of poems? Do you think that's what you would like to leave to other people who didn't know your wife?
I would. I would like them to know that they're not alone in their suffering. We all have trials, we all have tribulations, we all have difficulties in life. We all struggle. None of us are free of those things. And if you're not going through struggles right now, wait, and you'll end up, I'm sure, going through some kind of trial or some kind of tribulation. We're all human. We all suffer. We all mourn. We all need to be comforted at times. We all need to send, strength from other sources. And I think this can help people deal with their sense of loss, but be a comfort as well as a strength to let them know that, I have gone through something similar to what a lot of people go through when they lose a loved one. And but there's other points in there that as well with the philosophical and spiritual connotation that might be inspirational, I hope. I hope somebody, people are inspired by some of the poems and comforted by them.
Yep, I love it. So well said. Thomas Fulmer, the book is called From the Fabric of My Mind. Thank you so much, and boy, pick it up and feel connected and inspired. We appreciate it.
Sure. Let me mention also that I have a children's book named Rosalind the Reluctant Rattlesnake, both in a illustrated version and in a interactive coloring version.
There you go. So check that out, too, as well. The Rattlesnake. I love that. Rosalind the Rattlesnake. Thanks so much, Thomas.
Okay. Thanks, Kate. It was good talking with you. I hope people can find my book valuable in their lives to help them in their struggles and realize their divine potential.
There you go. That's a great sentiment. Thank you.
Thank you.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, we head to our author's corner. This time around, Lita Wilson Parker joins us. She's written a book called Cap Rock, a novel. So interesting. I had a great conversation with her off the air, and pleased to have you meet her on the air. Hey, Lita, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you and I talked about writing. We talked about your book. It was so fascinating because so many people, you and I both know this, you meet people and they say, oh, you know, I want to write a book, and then you see them a decade later, they want to write a book, and another decade later, and they want to write a book. But you did it. Was that like such a proud moment for you when you sat down and you started writing?
Well, yes, it was. It was kind of my testament to the fact that I had a lifelong goal to do it, and goals and dreams are wonderful and great, but it's what you focus on that happens.
Mm.
And it was my testament to that, you know. It was that finally going, you know what, I've always wanted to do this, but you got to sit down and do it.
Yeah,
and
I like that.
It was just sort of my testament to that, that it's important that you have a passion and you have a desire. You know, don't just dream about it, you know, do it.
Yeah, and you know what? And you did it. And so you did it, and then you put together Cap Rock, and the cover's beautiful. And you and I talked about horse country and what that meant to you. So explain what the book is about.
Well, the book is basically the story of three people that start out as companions and cohorts, as young children, riding horses and competing and just living the dream. And the book continues on into their later lives and has a lot of twists and turns and turns into a triangle. And the characters have a lot of depth in them. I think people will find themselves in the characters. That's what I hear from a lot of the readers that have read the book, is that it's all about those secret things that we have inside of us that nobody knows about, and how we deal with them and cope with them in our daily lives and our long lives.
Yeah, that's true. You and I talked about that, too. So in weaving the characters together, did you come up with a favorite character for you, or do you like them all for different reasons?
I loved all three of them, maybe because I created them. They're, you know, they become like your babies.
Yeah.
And I loved all three of them because I think they all three are very strong. That's kind of where the title comes from, Caprock, to the point where they become enablers at some point during the book. But I identified with all of them in the fact that they were strong, but yet they had these human frailties that we all have. And it's just kind of interesting to see how, to me, the different twists and turns in the books, how they work their lives out one way or the other.
Yeah. For you, when you sat down and we go back to the writing process and you start to let this pour out, and obviously you weave in some things you know about other people or even some of your personality traits, was it fun once you finished the whole thing and could look back at it?
Yes. it was kind of a split. I was very glad to get it done. I'm a slow writer. I absorb things as I go through life and put them into the book. When, you know, I'm writing a second book right now. It should be out this year. And it just takes me a while because I kind of just absorb as day goes by. But the end of it, I missed them. I missed the characters. I missed having them in my mind and watching what they did and figuring out what they were going to do next. And I missed the character. I guess that's why I ended up writing a second book. And I've heard from readers, too, that one of the things is they wanted to finish the book because they wanted to see what's going to happen next. But then they didn't want to finish it because they didn't want to see it end. So that's kind of a really nice compliment to have on the book. And that's how I felt about it.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment. And I said that the cover is beautiful. And you talk about the geological formation that's known as a caprock. And I've seen caprock. And it separates East Texas from the West. And you talked about the strength of that. And so you put a lot of your Texas roots into it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. On both sides of the caprock. Caprock kind of had a couple of meanings in the book. One meaning was don't let things get in your way in your life. That goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, figure out what you love and what makes you happy, and don't let it be a caprock. Cross that caprock. And then the other meaning in the book is that a caprock is actually a stronger rock that is covering a weaker rock. And I'll just let that lie just like that as to how that might work in a human relationship.
Oh, I like that. So I want to tell everybody you can get a Kindle edition, you can get a paperback hardcover, Caprock, Lita Wilson Parker. You can get that Amazon.com. That's where, you know, people go. You can snap it up there. What about family and friends? What did they say after you did the book? Because we know that people have come back to you and they wanted that second book, so you put that together. But what did your family say?
Of course, they were proud and amazed that, and they were tired of the book, too, because quite often I was in there on that computer when they, you know, wanted me to do something else. And I don't think anyone truly believed that a book would emerge. I think they thought that I was just hammering away and would continue to hammer. And so, again, it all goes back to taking a dream or taking a goal or, you know, whatever label you want to put on it and making it happen. And we're all capable of doing that. You just got to do it.
Yeah, I like how you said that. It is about the action ultimately. Just give us a little sneak of your second book.
My second book is, all my book or my writings are based on the backsplash of horses and barns and the people who care for them and the actual care of the horses. I don't think people really realize that are non-horse people what's involved in the horse world. And so I try to bring that as the backsplash. And then I guess if I had to pick just a major theme in the second book, it's about the friendship between two women. It's about two women who run a barn and the deep friendship that two women can have, that being able to have each other's back and to depend on each other and to be there for each other. I think that's a friendship that's quite often overlooked, how strong it can be between two women and what they can do together and accomplish together. And it's got some love involved in it, some love story involved in it. All my stories are going to have love stories involved.
And I like that, love stories. I'm thinking right away Hallmark is popping up in my head. I love it.
Well, I'm the second book should be out very shortly. It's called Silence on the Hill. It does have a dark side to it. It does have dark characters in it. But I'm beginning my third book, and it's going to be a love story between a Texas cowboy and an Egyptian equestrian. I'm going to Egypt in April, or going back to Egypt, I should say, in April to do some research, and that will be my third book. So I'm just kind of bubbling with all these stories and letting it come out and excited about it. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and tell you about it. It's always fun to talk about your books.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you hope people take away from Caprock?
Well, back to what I said in the very beginning. If you have a passion, let this be a symbol that someone else had a passion and they made it happen. And you can too. And then I just want them to enjoy it. It's a good chick book. It's a good beach book. It's a good getaway escape book. And I think the characters stay with you because of the depth and the frailties, the failings, and the successes they have. And I just hope you'll remember the book and remember the characters and
read it.
That would be
and
read it.
yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, and enjoy it. All right, Caprock again, Lita Wilson Parker. You can get it on Amazon.com. Thank you so much, Lita.
Thank you, Kate. I do appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, and thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.